Okay, we're back with Baba. It's now November 25th, our third straight Sunday, November 25th, 2007. And we're going to pick up in the early 1950s, late 1940s. So in the late 1940s, you lived at Glendale Court. Tell me what that was like.
We had a beautiful apartment. It was a new house, and we were the first people to move in. And the people downstairs were a young couple, and unfortunately, he had cancer, the owner of the house. I believe his father-in-law bought it, and it was very sad. However, he was the one who called the doctor for Dennis. When he stopped breathing, he really saved his life by calling that doctor. They were very sweet young people. However, our neighbor right next door, they were so sweet, Lila, and they had a very, very big dog. And the dog was a boxer. And he dribbled and everything. Oh, God, but I loved him. He was a darling dog. And Lila and I used to speak a lot about private things. And we really had a lovely time. And at night, we would sit out with them and have lovely conversations. They were very sweet. And the life there was beautiful. It was a private street, just like this one here. And I was pregnant there with Dennis. And there was a lovely old lady who used to come across to me and sit with me. And she would say, "You wear such pretty maternity dresses," she said. I said, "Well, I love clothing. So even when I was pregnant, I got lovely clothing."
Where did you get your maternity clothes?
In the stores. You couldn't get it wholesale.
What types of clothes did you wear in the late 1940s?
Dresses. I never wore pants then, and I had my father's dress. No, not my father. He was out of business. And I always dressed beautifully.
And so Lila was your friend?
Yeah.
And the older woman across the street, were there other friends of yours at that time?
No. I didn't have friends there.
And you went to the East Midland Jewish Center.
East Midwood.
Midwood.
Jewish Center, right.
Did you have friends there?
No.
Did you go to shul on Shabbos?
Not too much when I lived on Glendale Court. No.
And what type of Shabbat meal did you make back then?
Oh, back then, you know, we had chicken and soup. And kegel. And just like we have today. And on Shabbos, always dairy. Always dairy. Salads, egg salad, tuna salad, regular salad. I don't know what it is. My friends couldn't get over it, the fact that we ate dairy on Shabbos. But they started to eat Milchix too. Yes.
And in 1950, you moved.
Yes.
Where did you go?
We went to
2705
Kings Highway. That was a big apartment house, and it was an elevator apartment, and I think we were on the third floor, and there was a doctor on the first floor, Dr. Leibowitz. He was the one who found the little thing that Kenny swallowed when he was in Engel, in Irvington. And he was really wonderful. He was a very good friend.
And you started then going to Kingsway.
Yes.
And that's where you really found your lifelong friends.
Exactly.
So tell me who they were and what you liked about them.
Right. Across the street from me sat Sylvia Lupkin and Bertie Judd. And they both were dressed beautifully and gorgeous hats.
You mean across the aisle from
I
you?
I sat on this aisle, and they sat across the aisle. And I just admired their hats, and they were pretty women, too. especially Bertie Judge. He was a beautiful woman. And they in turn admired us. And they approached us. And she said, what is your name? And you know. And I said, she said, I love your hat. I said, I love your hat. And that's how we started to become friends.
And what about Anita Walker?
Anita Walker came later on, and she too became friends with us, yes. And she was also forpitched, dressed.
Did they also have kids?
They had three daughters, that's right, yes.
And so that was in 1950. Kenny was 7 and Dennis was 2.
Good.
So tell me a little bit about what your day-to-day life was like.
Yeah, my day-to-day life was like work. I wish it wasn't the nursing home job yet. I always took, I remember taking Kenny to a program.
At school?
No, in New York, NBC.
The Howdy Doody show?
The Howdy Doody, right. And we saw him in person. And Kenny was elated. And he was singing, it's Howdy Doody time, it's Howdy Doody time. And he just loved it. And I loved it too, it was great. And I also took him to another program where they asked questions. And I won, so I won a 6-month subscription to TV Guide, which was very rare then. Nobody even heard of it, you know?
And you had a television?
Yes. Oh, we had a television. We were the first on our block on Glendale Court to have a TV set. And every Sunday night, everyone gathered in our house to hear Milton Berle.
What other shows did you watch?
Ed Sullivan, of course. Like my mother-in-law said, Ed Solomon. And the Milton Berle show. And, of course, Howdy Doody. The children were permitted to watch Howdy Doody.
And who came over on Sunday nights?
A Sunday night, my in-laws and my parents and my sisters-in-law. And I don't think anyone from the block. And they loved it. And we all sat and watched the show, and they went home.
And did you get together with your friends from shul, or did you just see them on Shabbat?
Yes. Oh, yes. During the week. I wasn't working then. Sylvia would call me up, may she rest in peace, and she'd say, Hill, do you want to go to New York? I said, I sure do. And the children were in yeshiva. So I had plenty of time.
So this is when Dennis was a little older.
Yes, exactly.
And where would you go?
We would go to the stores. Macy's, Gimbel's, which you don't know about. And we'd have lunch out, which was such a treat. And we'd come home a little before the kids came home from yeshiva.
You always loved Manhattan.
Yes. I still do.
But your husband wanted to be in Brooklyn,
he
right?
He sure did.
Did you ever talk about maybe moving there?
What was I going to talk about? He wouldn't accept it. And he said, I work in Manhattan all day. The noise, the crowds, excuse me, they bother me. So I'd much rather live in Brooklyn. And we always lived on a lovely street.
And what was it about Manhattan that you liked?
I love noise. I love crowds. I love people. I love the stores. I love to look at the clothing.
And the next time you moved, it was 1954.
Yes.
And you went to 27th Street.
Right.
So what was that like?
Oh, that was such an exciting time. We fixed the house. We painted. And I don't believe that we did any construction work. I don't think so. In fact, we didn't have all that money, you know. And the house was 16-5. Yeah, 16-5. and we painted.
And who lived next? Who were your neighbors?
My neighbors were the Kleins. They were older people. And Essie Shire on my left, who, she adored me. She cried terribly when we moved.
But that was 40 years later.
That's right. But we moved into the house, and I was so happy. Oh, my, I really can't tell you. And we had a lovely basement, and Papa's office was in the basement. And when the grandchildren came, they all went to the basement, and they had a ball there.
That was also years later. But yeah. In the early 1954, when you moved in there, you were still going to Kingsway?
Yes, yes, always.
And your
not always. Pardon me. We went to Rabbi.
To a shtiebel.
Yeah. What's his name?
Ashkenazi, maybe.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Rabbi Ashkenazi. I want to tell you, Joshua, if you want warmth and beautiful people, you have to go to a shtiebel. The woman, Rebbetzin, adored me. All she kept saying when I came in, you should only get, your children should only get a girl like you are. And when we came in, she greeted us with the most delicious kegel. Oh, God. And all kinds of food. She was absolutely the sweetest lady I ever met.
Where did you get your recipe for potato kegel?
I made it up. I got it nowhere. I just made it up.
And
isn't that something? I didn't. There's no such recipe like that. They all say squeeze out the potatoes. I never squeezed them out. It was too much work.
Who grated the potatoes?
I did.
So you did it all yourself?
Yes, I did. I had more strength. I was young then. Sure.
And in the late 1940s,
yeah,
you started going to Florida.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
We went to Chippy and Al's house, which was a beautiful house. And they treated us royally, really.
Did you like going to Florida?
I loved it.
What did you like about it?
The warmth, the beauty. When I left Brooklyn, the trees were bare. You know, there was no natural beauty. But when I went to Florida, it was so magnificent. Oh, it was warm and lovely. And the trees and the flowers, I just loved it.
What was your attitude about flying? Did it bother you?
At the beginning, I always got sick. Oh, was I sick from flying. I used to come off the plane absolutely sick.
Did you take the boys with you? Kenny and Dennis?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And a few years later, 1953, Papa started working also in Brazil.
Yes.
So what was that like for you?
Well, once in a while, I went with him. But when I stayed home, I had my parents living with me because I just didn't want to be alone.
When did they start coming to you? When Papa went away?
Exactly. And when Papa went away, they came to live with me, yes. And, you know, I had Ethel then. She was my housekeeper.
Was she your first housekeeper?
Yes. She was my first housekeeper.
How did you find her?
You know, I don't know.
How did you get along with her?
Oh, my God. She was my daughter. Oh, we got along beautifully. She loved us. And she worked with us for years. And, of course, she adored Dennis. She loved him.
Tell me what Dennis was like as a little boy.
At home, he was a wonderful boy. He behaved beautifully. But in school, he was a terror. I can't tell you how many calls I got at the nursing home. He just broke a glass window. Yes, I don't know how he broke a glass window. And I know we paid them for the new glass. And Dennis, he just tripped someone. And Dennis says he's sick. He's in the office. And the thermometer is in his mouth and he does not have any fever. However, he's in the office and all the workers are laughing because he's telling all kinds of jokes.
What kind of jokes would he tell? Do you remember?
I wasn't there.
Did he have a good sense of humor?
Oh, yes. He was wonderful.
What about Kenny? Was he a jokester,
Kenny
too?
Kenny was very quiet. And he was the most wonderful child you would want to have to bring up. And when I went to school to parent-teacher meetings, they would tell me, Kenny, he is wonderful, he is marvelous. I went to Dennis. Your son signed the report card. Your son is impossible.
Did they go to the same school?
They went to Yeshiva Rambam. However, later on, we changed Dennis's school. And that school was too religious for him. Took him out. Oh, it was terrible. It was not for him. It was on the east side. But he loved being on the east side because he used to eat the knishes and the hot dogs and he had all kinds of good stuff because I gave him money.
And both of your kids were later tall. Were they tall as boys as well?
Yes, they were.
Who did they look like?
I think they look like me to this day. I think so. But they're gorgeous.
And did they get along okay at home?
Wonderful. They got along beautifully. They never fought. They used to play with each other, you know. I don't know what you call it. The game, whatever.
Well, Kenny played a lot of sports.
Yes.
And Dennis, not so much.
No, nothing. I don't remember Dennis playing any ball.
Do you think it was hard for Dennis having an older brother who did so well?
I know it, definitely. Oh, surely, yes. So we took him out of that school also, and we put him in Yeshiva Flatbush. And
did he do better there?
Yes, he did. He started to improve.
Was he still getting in trouble?
No, not there. Really not. And he liked it there.
Was he popular?
Very. Oh, my God. He formed an organization. Jeanette Walker gave him a big turtle. It was a turtle for his birthday. And he named it something.
And he formed an organization about cheating?
Oh, yes.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, no. First he formed an organization named for the turtle.
Oh.
And he gave, it cost the people who belonged to his organization 25 cents.
What was the organization about?
And, no, he didn't do anything. He just gave them a card that said you are a member of this and this place. And they paid 25 cents.
How old was he?
He was in Yeshiva Flatbush then. Or maybe in Rambam. I really don't remember. But I remember the organization.
And
that's funny.
And now that he was in school, and my father was in school, in 1953, you started to go to work.
Right.
At the Garden Nursing Home.
Right.
So what was that like?
Well, that was
something. You were 34 years old.
34, yeah. I went to work then because my sister died.
Which sister?
Esther.
How did she die?
She had cancer.
When did she get sick?
And she got sick in New Orleans. Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What was she doing there?
She was living there with her husband. He was working for his father in a men's clothing store, and she was home with Nancy and Diane. And she got very sick, came to New York, and they immediately told us that she had cancer.
And how did that lead to your going to work at the nursing home?
Well, after she died, it was very difficult to go on living, you know? And I really wanted to start working with sick people, you know, and forget about it, and help sick people. And Papa was the accountant for Garden Nursing Home, and he said, you know, Hill, they need a bookkeeper. I said, fine. And Papa had taught me bookkeeping when we were going steady. So I took the job, and the manager of the owner and manager of the nursing home was Mr. Aaron Magid. And he asked me if I would go to school to learn how to become a administrator or assistant administrator. And I said, yes, I'll try it. And I went to school and I took a test and I passed. As a matter of fact, I have my
certificate
downstairs, yeah.
Where was that school?
That was the school?
Yeah.
Oh, in New York.
How long did you have to go to school?
Almost a year.
How often did you go?
Every few weeks. Yeah. And so I became the assistant administrator, and that entailed going to, there were three floors, going to visit each and every patient to find out their needs.
Every day?
Every day I had to do it, yet. I did that in the afternoon. In the morning, I did bookkeeping, right.
And what did you wear to work?
I always dressed. Always dressed lovely. However, I bought myself some tops so I could cover my clothing because a lot of the patients, you know, would hug me and kiss me. So I didn't want to expose my clothing to their kisses and everything else.
What types of clothes did you wear underneath the tops?
Pretty dresses. Very pretty dresses. I always dressed up.
And did you put on makeup every day?
Absolutely. Yes,
What makeup did you put on?
I wore eye makeup, mascara, blush, and lipstick.
And jewelry?
Yes. Earrings, bracelets, yes.
Did Papa give you jewelry over the years?
Oh, my God, did he ever. Whenever he went to Rio de Janeiro and to São Paulo, Brazil, he came home with a magnificent gift.
Did you speak to each other when he was on his trips?
Yes, yes, we did.
What was your phone number back then?
In Brooklyn, not Dewey 9, 4141. That was one number, Dewey 9.
Okay.
I don't remember the other.
And would you see your husband during the day at all? Or no, you'd say goodbye in the morning and
never,
see him at night?
Right, late.
When late. Did he get home?
He used to come home pretty late, oh God, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning.
And what time did you finish work at the nursing home?
I finished at 5.
And
from 9 to 5.
And were the kids still in yeshiva when you got home?
Oh, no. They were home already.
So Ethel was there to welcome them?
Ethel was there, yes. And they adored her.
Did Ethel sleep over?
No, she did not. She went home.
And what was the parts of work that you liked, and what were the parts of work that you didn't like?
I loved seeing the patients. They had wonderful stories, really. I'd cry sometimes, you know. And they loved me, and they kissed me, and they hugged me. Oh, dear. There was one beautiful story that I always relate about John McKeever. He went to the hospital a few days before. And when he came back, I greeted him at the door. I always did that when patients returned from being hospitalized. And he got down on his knees. Mrs. Prager, oh, thank you, Jesus. He was so happy to see me, you know. That was really a lovely time. And then another time, we had weddings, and many of the patients didn't want to bathe. And we had to put them in the tub because it wouldn't be good. They'd be married and they'd smell bad. So the people in the street would call the cops because they screamed, the patients screamed so much that the people outside thought we were killing them. And the cops would come. However, they stopped coming after a few times because they knew already the reason that the patients were screaming.
What were some of the parts of the job you didn't like?
I didn't like the families. The families were rotten. I would ask them to please buy their loved ones a nightgown, a pajama or something, and they would say, let the welfare do it, let the Department of Welfare do it. And I said, this is your mother, can't you buy her a... You know, I was so sick when I heard these things. It bothered me terribly that children are so rotten.
And were most of the patients white or black or... was it mixed?
It was mixed. It was a non-sectarian, interracial home.
And you would then get home at about 6?
Close to 6, yeah.
And had Ethel made dinner?
Yes, she did.
Did you tell her what to make?
No, you know, she did everything on her own.
And then would you ever go out at night or only on the weekends?
No, we went out at night, surely. Well, we went to, we had, what do you call it, season's tickets to Lincoln Center, and we heard the symphony orchestras.
Early on in the 1950s?
Right. All the time.
And what else did you do?
And then we went to the operas with our friends, the Hammermans. First we ate out, and then we went to the operas and just loved it. And for the second act, we would switch men. Dave Hammerman would come to me, and Papa would go to his wife. But Papa didn't love his wife like Dave Hammerman loved me. He really did. He'd take me around, he kissed me. He did.
You would do this at the opera?
Yeah, at the opera.
What other types of evenings would you spend together?
We went to ballet, right? And we didn't go to movies at night, and we'd go to shows. So we were busy people.
What about ball games?
A ball game, yes. We went on Sunday. I would prepare sandwiches. And we went to the games, and we sat all the way up someplace, I don't know.
The Rangers or the Dodgers?
The Dodgers.
And the Rangers, too, or not
for a
while?
We didn't take the children. No.
And in 1955, the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, sure. Can you imagine how thrilled we were?
And your favorite player, you said last time, was Jackie Robinson.
Exactly.
And do you remember ever thinking about, well, what did you think about the fact that the Dodgers were was the first team, really, to integrate?
That's why I love Jackie Robinson. Exactly. I was thrilled about it. And in addition, he was a fabulous player. He was a wonderful player.
Were there a lot of black people at the games?
Yes. Oh, yes. They started coming. Yes, they were.
And do you remember being conscious of that? That these games were integrated in a way some of the other events and activities you were a part of were not?
Yes. Yes.
And, I also wanted to ask you about, what was I just going to ask you?
It'll come to you.
Yeah, this is the
You're
first
young.
Time I forgot.
You're young.
Hold on one sec.
Yes.
I forgot what I was going to ask you, so we're just going to keep going.
It'll come to you.
In 1955, yes. That same year, your sister died. So tell me about that.
Esther got sick in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she came to New York. And she lived with Chippy in Florida for several months. And then she came to me, to us, in Brooklyn, to live with us. Because it was better for her to see the doctors. And at that time, they didn't know too much therapy, what to do, you know. And she was extremely ill, extremely ill. Joe came in, her husband, he lived in my house. She lived in my house, and the two girls, Nancy and Diane. And we put in an air conditioner in her room. I think it was the first air conditioner that anyone ever put in their room. But she needed it, because she couldn't breathe, and that helped her. And her room was so cold, not able to stay in it. And one night, Joe, her husband, came into me in my bedroom, and he said, "Esther is saying Shema Yisrael." I went in, and she was very ill. And my parents used to come all the time, and she loved fruit soup. And I made her very squashy fruit soup, so she could swallow it down, you know? And then one Shabbos, she became very ill. We called the ambulance, and they came and they took her to the hospital. And Mac and I foolishly didn't go with her. We waved goodbye because it was Shabbos. We waved goodbye, never saw her again. She died 2 days later.
Wow. At that point, did my father already know he wanted to be a doctor?
Absolutely.
He was 12.
He was 4 years old.
And did he talk to you about that?
Yes, he did. And I told him, "Kenny, I work in the nursing home and I see so much misery. Do you want to be subjected to that all the time?" And he says, "Mom, that's what I love. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a doctor." Okay.
And did Dennis know yet what he wanted to do?
No. Dennis knew that he wanted to get out of school and go on the subway to New York and go to the museums, which he loved, and go to operas. He would take along the opera notes, you know, because he played the accordion. So he would follow the music with the notes. And that's what he loved. And he loved to eat out. To this day.
He was a truly unique child.
Very
he played
unique.
The accordion, and he later taught himself Russian.
That's right.
And do you remember thinking that, what were your thoughts about him? He didn't do well in school,
no.
Like Kenny, so were you concerned about him?
I was, and I told him that he was going to be a bum.
What did he say?
He laughed.
Were there any subjects that he really did like and study at, or not really, in the beginning?
He hated school. So I really, you know, I don't know what subjects he... I know he read the New York Times every day in the class. And he was a very, very, very difficult child in school.
And a very smart child,
very
it sounds
smart,
like.
Very smart. Very smart, yes.
Did you punish him a lot?
A lot.
How did you punish him?
I punished him by taking TV away, which he really didn't look at too much. And I didn't give him money to eat out a few times, which he loved. And it didn't help. It didn't help.
Did you ever have to punish Kenny?
Never. I don't remember any punishment to Kenny. Nope.
And about this time, in the late 1950s, you started to learn to drive, right? Tell me about that.
Well, I was always scared, and I used to go with the bus to the nursing home. It was very inconvenient and very difficult for me to be going with that transportation. And I decided one day that I was going to learn to drive. So Papa took me for driving lessons, and he was really kind. He really was. I must say that. You know, other people, they shout and they're very unhappy, but he wasn't. And one day, I hit a tree. And I said, I'm not moving. I am not going out of this car. I'm not going to drive anymore. Finished. And he said, okay, we'll stay here all day, all night, if you want to. But you have to take yourself out of this situation. Oh, God. So unfortunately, I had to do it. And that really taught me a lesson that I must learn to drive.
What kind of car did you have?
A DeSoto and...
An Oldsmobile.
Yeah, exactly.
And did you get your license?
I sure did.
And
the
where
first
did,
time.
And where did you drive?
Only in Brooklyn. Never in New York. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't attempt it. I went to Borough Park to shop. I loved it. And I was off on Friday. I used to do my cooking Thursday night, even if it was till 2 in the morning, so that I could have Friday off for my beauty parlor.
Where did you go to the beauty parlor?
I went to King's Highway. King's Highway.
And what'd you do there?
I had my nails done and my hair done.
How were you wearing your hair now in the 1950s?
In the 1950s, I wore my hair very curly. I had a permanent all the time, and it was very curly.
Was it long?
Never. Never had long hair.
And how much money were you making at the nursing home?
A lot.
Do you remember at all?
I do not remember.
And what did you do with the money you made?
Well, I gave a lot of the money to Papa.
And what did he do with the money?
I don't know. But I was a wonderful wife, wasn't I?
You
giving,
sure were.
Giving my husband my money.
And you also gave him some presents.
Oh, I always gave him gifts. Do you know that I gave him a TV? A TV that he... A battery TV. And he could listen to it and see it. Isn't that something?
That is.
It was a very small one, but it was... terrific.
And you gave him a beautiful watch.
A watch?
When mm-hmm. did you give him that? Do you remember? The 50s?
Maybe.
It was a golden watch,
yeah,
right?
Gold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you got that?
Yes, I got that on King's Highway in a jewelry store. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there was something else you did with your friends on Saturday nights.
Yes, we did. Every Saturday night, we would change homes. One Saturday night, Anita one Saturday night, Sylvia one Saturday night, me. We sang all night, Jewish Hebrew songs. It was beautiful.
With the husbands too?
With Jack Walker. He was the chazan of the shul. And he led us into these songs, and he taught us a lot of songs. And in addition to that, we had so much fun. We told off-color jokes. And we had bagels, cream cheese, and lox, you know, and all the other stuff. And Sylvia set the table beautifully. I learned a lot from her. I really did.
So which couples was it? It was the Walkers,
Judds? The Judds. Not the Judds. No. Oh. No.
The Lupkins.
The Lupkins and the Pragers.
Just the three.
That's right.
And can you sing one of the songs for us that you would sing?
Mm.
You said some of the Jewish songs?
Yeah, I know.
You remember?
No.
Okay. And
no.
I'm
sure Papa would remember.
Well, we can ask him later.
Yeah.
So, Chazanish music.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also ask you about what your relationship was like with your siblings at this point and with your parents. Do you remember which sisters you talked to the most at this time?
I was very friendly with Esther already.
But she died.
Yeah. Oh, she was already dead?
In 1955. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That broke my heart, I don't have to tell you. Then came Chippy.
Would you speak to her when she was away, or not really? You would wait till you saw her in the winter?
I would wait till I saw her, yeah. She was an extraordinarily good sister. She was a fabulous sister. She treated us unbelievably beautiful. Her food, and she was marvelous.
And your other sister?
And Pearl. Well, Pearl was my little sister, so we'd take her all over. And anyhow, my father gave her an assignment. He told her that she should stay with us when we came to the house, and watch us to see that we don't make love or anything.
Was this when you were dating or when you were married?
When we were dating, yes. So Pearl would sit with us until the wee hours of the morning and watch us to see if we behaved.
This was this was when you were a teenager?
Yeah, when I was going with Papa, right.
And later on, when she got married, did you still see her much or not so much
when
later?
When we got married.
When she got married.
Pearl?
Yeah.
Pearl got married real late.
She did.
Yeah.
In the 19...
And I didn't see her because she lived in the Bronx.
Papa's desperate to say something here. All right, Papa, just say what it is. What is it?
Irvington, the most important.
Yes, Irvington.
I said that. We were with Chippy, but I didn't say the location. We were in Irvington on the Hudson, New York.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Very, very, very large, beautiful home with a swimming pool. And we were there almost every Shabbos. And it was absolutely beautiful with a lot of people.
When would you go there?
A Friday for the weekend.
During the summer?
Yes, during the summer, right.
Mm-hmm. And who else was there?
We'd eat in Chippy's apartment. However, the house was occupied with many, many people who came from the Holocaust and didn't have a home to live in. So they were there. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And tell me a little bit now what it was like when the boys got a little older and they went to high school. Kenny was at BTA.
Yeah.
And Dennis was in Flatbush.
Right.
So what were they like now as students? Was Dennis any better as a student?
Yes. He was much better. He really was. But he still didn't like school.
Was this when he got involved in the organization he started about cheating?
Yes, exactly. In Flatbush, right. And I want you to know that the Rebbeim didn't like that. They didn't like that he was doing it.
Even though it's a good thing he
was
doing it.
That's right, that's right.
They told you this?
Dennis, well, yes. They weren't very nice about it.
And what about when he started to speak? He would speak in parks, or do you remember this? Was this in high school or was that in college?
College. Okay. That was in college.
And when did he start listening to radio and shortwave radio in Russia?
My father gave him a shortwave radio some time ago. You know, and he was younger, much younger. And he would listen to all of the shortwave programs, and he would get mail from China and God knows where.
What did you think about that?
I was for it. I thought it was wonderful. Yes.
And meanwhile, my father,
yes,
was doing quite well in high school.
Oh, yes.
About that.
He was very, very, very good in sports, all kinds of sports.
Would you go watch him play basketball?
No. I didn't watch him play. No. But he was wonderful in everything. That was Dennis.
Papa is talking about how Kenny played basketball at Madison Square Garden.
Dennis played.
Kenny played. Dennis was there too, and apparently he ran the wrong way.
Oh yeah. So Kenny was there, and he was marvelous.
Yeah. yeah. Hold on one sec. We're having technical difficulties. We're back after a tiny break. Tell me about some of the parties that you had.
Yes. We always had a birthday party for the children. Every year we had a party. And we invited the grandparents and the aunts and whatever. But it was really beautiful. Then, yes?
You had birthday parties for each of them. And then you also, you had other types of parties,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'm getting up to it. Yes. And then, when Kenny graduated from college, we made him a beautiful party in the Promenade Hotel in Long Beach. And we called it the Man of the Year. And he wasn't happy at all. He didn't appreciate the fact